Well, the rather mashkin the knockat. He's more like a question. Ele mashkin the knockat lomalei. So what's he holding on to mashkin for then? So when it says ele lav, isn't the pshat shemaminu here from here? My ainu mishamet to come from Gamliel. What does he mean to say he's holding on to a mashkin the malva? Then he has a right to collect his chayiv. Shviyis does not stop it. It means ainu mishamet to kule. It does not stop it at all. You have a right to collect the whole amount of the halvor. Or ma, if so, my mishama to come from Yudah Nasi. What does Yudah Nasi mean to say that Sharia stops you? You can't collect the money. Lahach palga the nukat loy mashkin. Only for the other half that you are not holding a mashkin. As the $500 that you have the mashkin here now that you could collect, but the other $500 that you cannot collect. If so, what's the machlekes over here? If the mashkin on half helps for the whole thing or not? But what can it be? To Rabbi Shimon again, you said our kineged kulei hukaina. Mixed as payment is a payment for the whole thing. You have a kinyan on the whole thing. So if even though you have a mashkin on and half of that all, it's like you have a kinyan on the whole thing. Therefore, shvi is not mishamed at all. So if you don't know, see, so then no, kinegli who can, you only can, kinegli what you're holding, this arvin. But loy ma... So who is the machlokes hanoim over here? So the Gemara says, loy, no, it's not the pshat over here. My aim in the Shalom to cover Shem and Gamliel. You know what the Shem and Gamliel means to say that Shvius is not stop it over here? Maybe only Lahach Talga do not get the way Mashkin. Only for the half the $500 that he has the Mashkin for, that much the mother could collect, but not more. He is so mechlaris to prove to you that Nosi Sevar, Lach Talga do not get the way Mashkin, Nami Mishamet. Even the little bit, the $500 that you have a Mashkin for, still Shvius stops you. You can't collect that much. So the Gemara is so, the question was then, Ele Mashkin and Orkan Lomalei. For what purpose are you holding on to a Mashkin and for? Like, it's not cool to have the Havu at all. So the Gemara says, sure, it's only a Zichron Dvon Bialma. It's only for remembrance that you should know he owes you the money. But it's not cool that you have a Kinyan at all. It's not cool you have a right to get any part of the money. So maybe you have no rights, Machagas and Naim here. Could be nobody holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That as much as you paid for, you have no Kinyan in the whole thing. You only have a Kinyan as much as you gave. And here it's Machlekes V'chol, this mixas mashkin is coming at all, or only halfway. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Memtes Amar Aleph around 10 lines down by Rav Kana. As the Gemara says, Rav Kana Yoivale Zuzia Kitna. Somebody gave money to Rav Kana to buy you of him some flax. What happened was, the Sofer at the end, the Aika Kitna, the flax became worth more. And now Rav Kana didn't want to sell it anymore. He wanted to keep the flax to get more money. So Osla came with the Rav, he came with the shal in front of Rav. So Amalei, Rav said to him, "B'mayta nikita zuzi, as much money as you received already, havlu, that much value of flax you have to give to him. But v'idach, the rest of the flax, tvorim ninu, only you just said with words, you'll sell it to him. And the klal is, tvorim ein b'mechus ramuna. Just the fact you said you give it to him, you have a right to retract now, and not to give him the rest of the flax." So this is Rav Shita, that the amount of money that you received, that's a kinyan kesef like. Therefore, that much you have to give him back. Just the rest that you didn't receive money, only you said you'd give it to him, says only Dvorim. And this is Rav Shita, Dvorim, and Mechus Ramuna, you have a right to retract. If you have no reason, you shouldn't do it. But yeah, you have reason to say, but who would have known I couldn't make more money, I would have never done it. Therefore, here, he has a right to retract.
The Yitma will learn like this. Dvorim, if somebody says he'll do something, I say I'll sell you something. So Rav Omarav says, Ein v'hem mishum mechus re'emunah. There's nothing wrong if you don't sell it. There's no mechus that's not missing emunah, trustworthy. Just the fact you said something, you could retract. But Rav Yechanan says, no, yesh v'hem mishum mechus re'emunah. If you said you would do something, you have to do it. And if you did not do it, there's a mechus re'emunah involved. Yeah. So the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Mash be pasul like Rabbi Yechanan. That there is an issa mechus re'emuna, you can't go back on your words. Meitzve have a kasha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudu Aimer. Not Talmud Lomer, what does the pasuk say? Hin tzedek. You have to have the tzedek that's at weight, has to be tzedek truthful. In other words, when you're same way you buy, you should sell it with the same weight. So Mori asks, Valoi hin bechlal eifa. The pasuk says already you have to have an eifa tzedek. So hin is bechlal eifa. Rashi says, Shahin Yud Beis Lugin, Ahin is 12 Lugin, the Yefa Shlesha Soin, Shain Aleph Beis Lugin. So kids, so we know, you have to have Yefa Tzedek, you have to have Hin Tzedek also. El Olay Meloch, when the Torah says Hin Tzedek, you know what it means? means to tell us, Sheyehein Shelachot Tzedek. When you say yes to something, that means you'll do something, you have to do it, it has to be Tzedek. And V'lav Shelachot Tzedek, if you say no, you have to stick to it. Rashi says, Hein Shelachot Klema, Kishata Medader, when you speak and say Hein or Lav, yes or no, Kayin Devarecha, keep what you're saying. The Hitzdegoysam, keep them Tzedek. That's what the Pasuk means. Amr Abaya says, Hahu the Pshat Abaya argues and says the Pshat from this Pasuk is, Shlo Yedab Rechad the Pev Yechad Belev. It's like an Issa Sheker, like you should not talk one way in your heart and one way in your mouth. So Rashi says, Beshor, Shuaim Radibo, Lo Yei Vedaita Lashanis. That's what's also. At the time when I say I'll sell it to you, if really deep down you know you're not going to sell it, that's also. And that's called Echad the Pev, the Yechad Belev. That's also. Avalim Nishtana Hashar, Liachas Man, but over here. Well, first I said, I'll sell you the flax, and you really meant it. Just later, when the price went up, then you changed your mind. So that's mutter, that's not mishum, mechasri amona. That's the way Rav holds. Meis v'havakasha. Rabbi Shimon Oiner, afa pi shomru, talis koiner dinazov, even though we say that a talis, that's like peris, metautlim. You could be koiner money with it, but there is chalipin, that peris meis chalipin, but the ain dinazov koiner talis. But if you give golden coins to be kind of the talis, nothing doing, because there's no kinyan kesev, and who did matvei is not nasech lipin. Mikomokum still kach halacha, that's halacha. Avul Omer was said, mi shapora mi anshe deram avol. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that paid back to the people that did the chet deram avol, who mi anshe deram logo, who also li pora mi mishrein away bibidi burei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back a punishment, the one that doesn't keep his words. So Rashi says, Seif Gatoni Achoyze Bu'ot. And really, Kashi Rashi says, say for the end of the price before it said, Ha choyze boy, ein ruach hakom neichem enu, al mo yesh be mechut mishum mechus ramona. That's what we had before. So when do you get a mishapor only if you paid money? You did an action. Even if money is not koino, but at whole point you did an action, you gave money, then there's a mishapor. But if you did not give money, just you said you'll do something, so the end of the before said the price said before, that ein ruach hakom neichem enu. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan to say that the word is yesh per mishum mechusri amono. That if you said you do something, you have to do what you can't retract. So Mar says now tanoihi, like a machloikas kanoim. So far we have a machloikas amaroim. So machloikas rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says it's even a machloikas tanoim. That's now we learned. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masia. It was a case with Rabbi Yochanan ben Masia. Shoma lebnoi told his son, say v'shochelon apalim, go hire for us some workers. We need workmen. Hire a worker. Holach, so the son went. When the son took the workmen, he told him, you should know, we're also going to give you supper. We'll give you food. We're hiring you to work. You get a salary, but we're also going to feed you. Now, when the son came back to his father, omaloi, beni, the father told the son, no, nothing doing. That's not a good tonight that you have to accept to feed them. Because even if you're going to give them the biggest food, the biggest food to eat, mamish to where Shlomo Melech was fed at his time, still you should know lo yotz decha v'secha imoen. You won't be yotz yechayv. If you are mekabel to feed another Jew, that means to feed him the way you're supposed to. So even a sudah Shlomo is not really fit, because shehein v'nei Avram Yisrael v'Yakov. Every single Jew is v'nei Avram Yisrael v'Yakov. They're like melochim. You have to feed them the uttermost. So you, son, don't accept upon yourself to feed them. It's a terrible achrayus. El or rather, actually, yaschilu b'mlocha, before these workmen start to work for us, say the emelem, go out and tell them, that amanash ein lechem alay el apas v'kitnis levad. You should know, I'm only going to feed you bread and beans, that's all. Speak out the cherish. But the way you said that I'm going to feed you, you don't know what you're getting into. You're going to have to mamash give them the biggest sudis there are. That's what he told the son. That's what the b'yechonim b'masmasiyah told the son. Now, you're going to tell me that whenever you say you do something, it's not right to go back on it, it's called mechusri amono. Like the Gemara said before, if you say you do something, then you go back. So, how could Rabbi Yechon and Masya tell his son, go and retract what you told him? So, Gemara says, maybe no. Shani Yosem, here it's different. The workers themselves was never really saying that they'll get fed. My time, what's the reason? May the idea the workmen know the Yalavu Asomech, that who's really going to feed us the father? So the son, by saying yes, they never really thought it'll really be true. So therefore, the son has a right to retract over here. Or Rabbi Yechon ben Chasma has a right to retract. Because they were never semech das. Vice says, Mechus Ramana means if you tell somebody you do something, and he was semech das, he relied on you. He thought he could trust you. Now, if you go back on your words, that's not right. Even though no kinya was made, no nothing, just you said you would do something, the other person will say mechdas, it's not nice to go back, it's mechosri amunah to go back. But here, the parlim themselves know that the son has no right to say it. It's not in his power. Therefore, the word say mechdas is no issue to be to a mechosri amunah. For the mori haki yisrah, filu eschid v'mloch anami. Like, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya tell his son to tell the workers before they start working, even if they started to work also, they should be able to retract? So Rashi says, no. Hetchilu b'mlocha. If they started to work already, then v'adei samcha datayu. Then for sure they were same as that, they relied upon what the son said, that they will be fed a real good suda. Ormu, they said like this, meimaro makayim v'diavua. That most probably the son told it over to his father. V'nichalei. And the father agreed. That's why the father did not retract yet. So if they start to do the work, then it'll be mechusri amuna to retract. But before the workmen start to work, it's not called mechusri amuna, because they never really was semech on what the son said. They knew that the father may change his mind. Say you let it change. So it was not a good proof. Mor says though, miyom Rav Yechonach is the truth that Rav Yechonach said that dvorim yeshpe mechusri amuna, that once you say you do something, the other person is semech that you can't retract. Somebody says to his friend, I'm going to give you a present. You go over to your friend and you just tell him, I'm going to give you a present. You have a right to be chayz, you can retract and not give him the present. You could. Of course you could. You didn't make a kinyan yet. I just said, I'll give you a present to a mazel tov. So what? If I decide not to, I don't have to give it to you. You can't force me. I didn't make a kinyan yet. What are you telling me? I could retract. Ella, what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say is, Mutar laso, you have a right to retract. So the question is why? Rabbi Yechonon says when you say you do something, and the other person will say mechdas, there's an issa, not to retract, mechum mechosri amono. So how come Rabbi Yechonon says, if you tell somebody, I'll give you a present, I have a right to retract. Omer Papa, Papa says like this, Omoide Rabbi Yechonon b'matona mu'etes, te'som chadatayu. Rabbi Yechonon agrees, if I said I'll give you a small present, then the person will say mechdas. And therefore you can't retract. Because after Rabbi Yechon says to me, you could retract, but suddenly if I tell you, I'll give you a big, big present. So the person himself is not saying mechdas. That's why you have a right to retract. Then if I'm a small one, you can't. And Rashi says, Omoidu Rabbi Yechon b'matona mu'etes, shein mutu lachzor, mishun d'som chedaita d'mekabla diburay. If I tell someone, I'll give you a small present, he believes you, he trusts you, he really thinks you'll give it to him. Therefore you can't retract. But v'chiyam amutal achzaboy, when did Rabbi Yechonon say you have right to be chayz on your matana? Rashi says, b'matana meruda kama. If I tell you, I'll give you a big present. B'lesam chedatat mekabot l'kayim edil deburay. God doesn't trust you. I say, you know what, I'm going to give you $5,000 tomorrow. So, do you believe him? You don't know. No, you don't believe nobody. Somebody comes over to you and tells you, I'm going to give you a $5,000 present tomorrow. You don't believe the guy. So a big present like that, you're not saying that. So therefore, the guy has a right to retract. But if I say, I'll give you a $2 present, the person is saying, $2 maybe you'll give me. He's saying, that you can't retract. Amra Papa. Omoidu Rabbi Yechonon, he said, b'matzon mu'etes to some kadaite. And Hochi Nam Mestav, it is a swear also like this. The Yomer Bavua. Omoidu Rabbi Yechonon, Yisrael Shiyom, the Ben Levi. Of the Yisrael goes over to a Ben Levi, to a regular Levi. And he tells the Levi like this. Kur Maisa Yesh Lecho Biyodi. Yishno, I have a kur, a big measurement of Maisa that belongs to you. In other words, the Yisroel was mafresh his truma, and then he was mafresh Maiserishin, and the Lofer raised Maiserishin to give to the Levi. Now the Yisroel went over to Levi and said, Yishno, I have Maiserishin in my house that I'm giving to you. So Lofer is, Ben Levi Rishoyi La'atsoy Soy Trumas Maiser Mokamacher. So Ben Levi now has a right to take on, he for sure will receive this truma, this Maiser, and he has a right to say for the other Maiser that he has in his house, he's making Trumas Maiser from this Maiser and that. The lady has the right to say this. Now, Iyam with Bishleim Ale Motzalim Ahead of Vega, tell me when the Yisrael first told the lady, I have Maisa of yours by me, meaning I'll give it to you. The Yisrael can't retract anymore. It's all Mishem Hochi Rishoy. That's when now the lady has the right to the same of that, that for sure he will receive this Maisa. Therefore, he has the right to make this Maisa, Trumas Maisa, another Maisa he has in his house. Because he for sure will receive it. But if you're going to tell me, that Yisrael has a right to retract, and tell the Levi, no, I'm not going to give it to you. Am I Rishoy? Then why is the Levi allowed to make a Trumas Maisa? It could come out, the Koach has fallen, that maybe the Yisrael will never give him the Maiser, and now the Levi back at home is eating his Maiserishin on the Samach that Maiser is going to be Trumas Maiser. How can he do it? Maybe he won't get it. So Marian says, no, it's no proof to Rabbi Yechanan. But maybe Hocha B'maya, Skinner, no, we're talking about over here, Hagar and Shenot L'mimenu, that the Levi took it from the Yisrael. V'chaza V'fkidu Etzloi, and he gave it back to the Yisrael, but Torah said, because him, just to watch it for him. Since so, it really belongs to the Levi already. Therefore, the Levi has the right to make a Trumas Maisa Mokamacha. For the Gemari Hochi is so, aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say? Nos Nola Ben Levi Achar. Let's say he gave it to a different Ben Levi. Now, first the Yisrael said, to one Levi, I'll give it to you. And then the Yisrael changes his mind and ends up giving it to another Levi. So it says what? Ein lay olav ela tarumais. That the first Levi has a right to have complaints, tarumais, against this Yisrael. Tremendous aside. What does tarumais mean? Yeah, my son, I have a right to have complaints against you. So what? Who cares what complaints about? I have no right to get money from you. The Yisrael told the Levi, I'll give you the maisa. Then he changed his mind and gave it to another Levi. So the first Levi has a right to have complaints against Israel. So that's all he can do, just complain. He can't get it. Mitzad Adin, he has no right to collect it. I'm not sure if this Gemara though, when you have tainus on somebody else, you're only allowed to do it al-pidin. There are certain cases that you're allowed to have tainus on somebody else. A lot of times you get paleid, you get angry at somebody else. He didn't act nice to you. So you're angry with the guy, you talk bad about him. It depends. If he did something wrong to you that you have a right to have terumas, then you have the right to feel bad about the person. You have a right to have a bad feeling about him. You don't have to act nice to him anymore. A person that said he'll give you something, and then he changes his mind and doesn't give it to you, you have a right to have terumas on him. You can have complaints against him. But if there's no din terumas, you're not allowed to feel bad about it. You're not allowed to have such a bad feelings about the other person. Now, you're going to tell me, the case the safe is also talking about, because the Rakhidu Etzloi, and we're talking about the what that Yisrael first gave it to the first Levi, to hold on to the Maisa. And then the Levi gave it back to the Yisrael, told the Torah of the Yishayim, Rabbi Kodin on it. If so, now if the Yisrael gives it to another Levi, it's Mamish Gizela. Amai Ein Liyolav El Terumais, so why does the Bereshit say just the first Levi could have tainus, could have complaints, be angry at the Yisrael? More than that, Kivun de Moshe, since the first Levi already received it already, he made a Meshikar on it, he mamash owns it, it belongs to him. And so now when the Yisrael gives it away to another Levi, it's like Gezel. So how come the Braisa says it's only Terumas? Here it's a good proof. We're talking about here that the Levi never took the Maisa from the Yisrael. And so Shmamina, then it's a good proof, for Rabbi Yechanan, that when the Yisrael said to the Ben Levi, I'll give you the Maisa, just by saying it, it's a binding fact. You have to give it to him now. There'll be a mechusar amon if you don't give it to him. There'll be a ein ruchacham nechemenu. Therefore, the Ben Levi has a right to say that for sure he's going to give it to me. And therefore, the Ben Levi has a right now to make Trumas Meister on that Meister for Meister he has at home. That's a right, Rabbi Yechanan. That's the way we pass on Rabbi Yechanan, that devorim yeshkem no mechusar amon. When somebody told you he'll do something for you, and he really meant it, and you really meant it, you accepted it. If he changes his mind, you have a right to have terumas on him. You have a right to have complaints against him. It's ein ruach cham nechemenu. Mar says, who garbed there was a man? The yoyu zuzi ha-shumshimi. He paid somebody money to buy poppy seeds. Well, safe at the end, the yaka shumshimi. The poppy seeds went up. Hodru base, so the moicha didn't want to sell it anymore. He said, take your money back, I don't want to sell it to you. The yomru lei, less lon shumshimi. I don't have any more shumshimi. No, I don't want to sell to you. Shekol zuzcha, take your money back. So the maisu was the lekeach leshlaku zuzi. He didn't want to take his money back. And ignif, it got stolen now from the owner of the shumshimi. So what's the locha? Is he still a shamer or not? Does he have to pay for the money or not? So also lekeim with the rabbi came in front of Rava. Omalei that kivun the amri lecha shekol zuzcha. Since the maicha, the one that owns the poppy seed, told the buyer, take your money back. And he did not take it back. Says so. Not only is the meicher not a shoy mesachah by holding on to the money, he's not even called a shoy mechinim either. Because as soon as he tells the person take your money back, even though maybe he doesn't have right to do it, it's not right because it's mechusar amana. But you have tainus. That's all. But mitzadini mamnis though, the person has the right to retract. If I tell you I don't want to sell the poppy seeds, take your money back, you have to take your money back now. You could have complaints, that's all. But mitzah hadin, money is not kaina. So therefore, you are supposed to take your money back. If you do not take your money back, it's your tough. If it got stolen now, the owner is potter. No, you have it. Omer le rabbanon rovo, rabbanon sat rovo, aiva bor le kabul le mishapara. Like, what's going on here? The person has to make a kabul upon himself a mishapara. In other words, it's not so right to retract. So Rashi says, well, bor le kabul le vidilm le have a kabul. Vishtaka de zuti de have. Like, when does he have right to say, take your money back, I don't care? That's only if he's going to accept upon himself a mishapara. If he'll take the consequences and take the mishapara, then he has a right to retract and tell the person, you have to take your money back. But if the person is going to be afraid and not going to accept the mishapara, he can't retract. So what's so pushed that the moicher has the right to tell the lakeach, take your money back? Rashi says, that's what he meant to say. Listen, either you give him the shumshimi, or else you'll accept upon yourself a mishaparo. But on the tzad that you'll accept upon yourself this curse, then as far as paying back the money, you're potter. Because once you told Lakech, take your money back, he was supposed to take his money back. Amar Rav Papa said, Omali Ravina told to me, that Ladidi, it happened to him, that Omali Ahum Rabbonin, so one of the Rabbanim told him, Rav Tova Shmei, Rav Tova was the name. V'yamula, some say, Rav Shmuel Bazutra, Shmei was his name. That what? The heavy Yoyiv Lei, Kol Chalola Dialma, even if you would give me all the treasures of the world, Lei heavy Kol Meshanim Diburei, I would not change my mind. In other words, if I told you I'll sell you these poppy seeds, even though later the Shum Shmei goes up in price, I'm not going to retract. Tomorrow says, but the heavy Yuvda, what's happened with me like this? At Ahu Yom, it was once a day, Apanya de Malay Shabbata. It was Erev Shabbos, Heve. There the Yasivna, I was sitting. The also Hu Gavro, a man came, the Koya Bob, and started to knock on my door. Omali, and he said to me, Istacho Shum Shimilizuni, do you have any poppy seeds to sell me? I'm looking to buy poppy seeds now. It's right before Shabbos. Guy knocks at your door. He wants to buy some poppy seeds.